Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Yud, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So we said that a girl is a Naru Marasa, so her Arus and her father together are made for the Nadarim. Once she has Nisuin, so then it's only her husband that's made for the Nadarim. Derech Talmidei Chachamim, it's the Derech of Talmidei Chachamim that Achelo Haisabito Yotzeh Me'etzlo, before the daughter leaves him to become fully married, Omerla, he would say to his daughter, Talmidei Chachamim would say to his daughter, Kol Nedarim Shenedarta B'toch Beisi Harehin Mufarin, I'm hereby mefer any Nedarim that you took while you were living in my house, because once she has Nisuin, he's not going to have the right to cancel the Nedarim. V'chein Abal, Achelo Tikonis Rushuso, and the husband before Nisuin also, Omerla would say to her, Kol Nedarim Shenedarta Achelo I'm hereby being mefer all the nedarim that happened prior to you becoming a nesua, because once she comes into his rishus and they're fully married, he's not going to be able to cancel any nedarim that she had made beforehand, because those nedarim were in the rishus of the husband and the father. So if the husband and father do not do so together, they're not made for together before the nisuin, those nedarim are, she's going to be stuck with for the rest of her life. So they get together right before the nisuin and they are made for all previous nedarim to make sure that she's not going to be in violation of any nedarim that she might have made. The kunz of this is that even if we don't know of any particulars, we don't know of any particular nedarim she made, we still do this as a best practice. Now, we said that in Naru Marasa, the father and the arus can be made for the nedarim, and if she's a bogeres, then the father absolutely cannot be made for the nedarim. So we're going to have a case where an arus can cancel the nedarim of a bogeres. If a bogeres was waiting 12 months for her wedding to happen, for her full nisuin to happen, va'almana shloshim yom, an almana who's waiting 30 days, and then the arus for whatever reason delays the wedding, so the halacha is normally you give 12 months to prepare for the wedding for a besula, and for an almana you give 30 days to prepare. So if the wedding is not happening on time, so Rabbi Elazar Omer, since at the point when the wedding should have happened is when the husband is first responsible to start providing for her, so yafer, so therefore he's now able to be made for her nedarim, meaning the Torah gave a husband control over his wife's nedarim, because a wife who makes a neder has in mind that it should be hufar if the husband disapproves of the neder. So Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, the reason she has that in mind is because she knows she's being supported by her husband. So even if she's still only in Arusa, she's not in the Suah yet, so the husband should not have the rights to be made for her nedarim. But since she's being supported by him already, even as an Arusa, and the halacha demands that he support her, therefore he's going to have the rights to be made for her nedarim. Chum momrim, ain't about made for Achad Kansur Shusam. Chum see, no, there are no exceptions. Until she's fully married to him, the husband cannot be mefer the neder. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalid, we had said that it's the derech of Talmidei Chachamim that before the daughter has nisuin, the husband and the father are both mefer any previous nedarim, because once she has nisuin, they're not going to be able to be mefer those nedarim, so we want to make sure that those are taken care of before she gets married. And then in Perek Yud Mishnah Hey, we said that if a bogeres normally the halacha is a father cannot be made for the nedarim of a bogeres, nor can an arus. Only once she has nisuin can the husband be made for the nedarim of a bogeres. But if she doesn't yet have nisuin, but the time for nisuin arrived, so we have machlokas tanam. Rabbi Eliezer says that the husband is able to be made for the nedarim since he's halachically obligated to support her. And the chum say, no, you're not able to be made for the nedarim unless you have nisuin. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav.